I never met my grandmothers. They died before I was born. I feel their loss as I watch our sons have adventures with my ma and my husband's mam. My mother, the woman who made me eat porridge most mornings of my childhood, thinks it's okay to give her grandchildren ice cream for their breakfast. As for my mother-in-law, she likes to duck under my neurotic mother radar. Any chance she gets, she buys toy guns, brings the children to fast food restaurants, and lets them drink Coke. Our kids adore their grandmothers. I never met my grandmothers. However, I keep their photographs over my table in the attic. They look down at me as I hunch over my work. I stare at them when I'm supposed to be reading or writing. I gaze at Granny Hegarty's hands. I have her long fingers, but even in a black and white photograph, her hands look more hard-working. A young widow, she worked as a scullery maid in order to feed and clothe her four children. My father said her hands were always red, raw from hours of pot walloping in a big house. And then there's Nanny Kilkenny, dressed in her best for her daughter's wedding, and yet her face looks tired. Not surprising, given the poverty that required her to pawn Grandad's suit every Monday and buy it back on Saturday in time for Sunday Mass. A midweek funeral was very, very tricky. I imagine my grandmother's grandmothers, poor famished souls who spoke the old language, survived the great hunger and kept going. My grandmothers and their grandmothers never heard of International Women's Day. They just lived it. They were equal in strength to any man and persisted through hardships. Because of their labours, I am here. These women I've never met, shadows beside my writing table, beloved grandmothers, stay near.